Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Who do we have on the line, man?
No one right now.
Okay, so yeah. So now let me switch up. Here's another thing I don't understand. I don't get. 350-pound bear. A 350-pound bear rips into sleeping family's tent in the Smoky Mountains and claws a mom and her children. Let me repeat that. 350-pound bear rips into sleeping family's tent in Smoky Mountains, claws mom and her children. What is it? Man, Smoky Mountains, you know that, you know, bears and all those other things there. What makes you think it's safe to put a tent up and sleep with your children? I mean, and I know people are animal lovers. But man, does that make sense? You know that there are bears running around, and you know just how, you know, dangerous that is. And I get it. People like to be out in the wilderness. But man, I don't understand that. Right? I mean, and then people will say, we've got to go find that bear and euthanize the bear because the bear attacked human beings. But shouldn't human beings know better than to sleep in the Smoky Mountains knowing that wild bears are running loose? You know, I mean, I don't get those kinds of things. And maybe because, you know, I'm not an outdoorsman. Maybe you have to be an outdoorsman to understand why people would take that risk, right? It's got to be what that is. And maybe it's because I'm a city guy. And it's not that I don't understand the beauty of Mother Nature. But man, you gotta think about that. You just go pitch your tent anywhere and oblivious to the fact that those wild animals are out there. That's akin to man pitching a tent in Africa somewhere, man, you know, where you in the bush where you know all these animals are running loose. I don't understand people, man. I don't get that at all. And I feel bad for that mother and her children. That, huh?
Oh, we got a caller.
Who do we have on the line, man?
We have a Ron.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, I actually called about something else, but
go ahead.
Can talk about bears. I can talk about bears because I was a Boy Scout.
Go ahead.
And the deal with bears is they actually are fairly shy and they leave people alone. I know they seem fearsome, but they generally don't. Not, but the exceptions to that are a bear mother who has cubs and feels that the cubs are threatened, or a bear is looking for food and they smell camp food.
Well, yeah,
if you're out camping, you know, if you're out camping, you can still camp safely, but you know, what the Boy Scouts are taught to do is take your knapsack, put all your food in it, and run it up a tree branch on a rope. And then even if the bear decides to get it, it's not coming for you. It's coming for that food. I've run into, done a lot of camping, not in the Smoky Mountains, but I mean, we've seen maybe two bears in decades, and neither of them bothered us. Of course, we didn't bother them either, but we saw them. And,
so it's safe to say you've pitched a tent in the Smoky Mountains.
Not in the Smokies. I've right. Pitched a tent all over the country, but not in the Smoky. And I don't think the Great Smoky National Park is like a lot of national parks. There's a lot of wild animals in there. And when you arrive to camp, they give you a list of do's and don'ts. So I don't know what happened there. And maybe they were just really unlucky. I mean, you know, kids swimming in urban swimming pools can drown, you know, like that poor kid the other day going down the river. So nothing is 100% safe. But I'm getting attacked by a bear. You usually have to, you know, run into them face to face. And then if you run away, they chase you. If you just stand your ground and shout at them, they'll leave.
So let me ask you, because I've seen that and I've heard that. And with most wild animals, that's what you're supposed to do, is stand your ground. And but you know what kind of courage it must take to see a grizzly looking at you?
I don't think it's as courageous as you think, because if you see a wild animal, a sizable wild animal, your first inclination is instinctual. You have
to run,
fight or flight, but fight. You have to think about fighting, and what happens is you freeze. I mean, actually that's a good thing most of the time. You know that old joke about being chased by a bear, right?
Yeah.
Two guys in the woods, they're being chased by bears, and he says, and the one guy says, "Hey, run fast." You know, he says, "You're running too fast. I can't catch up. Can't keep up." And he says, "Well, I only have to outrun you."
So, I've heard that before, and it was funny then, and it's still funny now. For the people who get it. Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can I donate to Trump comment?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
He collected, after the election, he
$250 million.
Million.
Yeah, $250 million.
And the average contribution was $20. That means 10 million people on average gave him money. And to protect the integrity of the election. And they never spent a dime on that. They gave $1 million to a Mark Meadows political action committee. He was the former chief of staff. And some people think that's hush money because Meadows was donating emails to the House committee. And then he gave, I forget how much, $100,000 he gave $60,000 to Junior's fiance for a 2-minute speech that she gave somewhere.
Kimberly Giffold or whatever.
Yeah, and my analysis of this is, you were talking about TV market shows where they sell you something on the TV, call 800, they must be successful because a lot of people call in. Well, you know what? I think the people that call in and buy that stuff are the same people that donate money to Trump for a birthday card, because it's what it is. It's this tribal thing of wanting to belong. You know, I'm part of something. I sent a birthday card to President Trump, and the campaign assured me that he would be very grateful that I personally took the time to send him a check. And no doubt he knows what.
You know what, though, man? What that shows is the inherent danger that there's so many people in this country who know who Donald Trump is, right? They know he's a charlatan. They know he's the one of the greatest liars in the history of this country or of the world. They know that he could care less about them, you know, and that they and their lives don't matter, even though he lies to them and claims that he's concerned about it. You know what kind of lowlife that man is, and yet all these people still support him.
And then there's a split off now, according to some polling.
With Republicans
Republicans that are mad because Trump isn't being MAGA enough. So they're bypassing him. Not just their hand, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's like people are unhappy with Trump because he's endorsing the wrong people in their estimation. In other words, they've gone to the right of Trump on Make America Great Again. Most of them are still Trumpies.
Trump,
and they probably would still vote for him if given the choice.
Trump doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be MAGA as much as he was before, because he knows he's in hot water. He knows They don't.
Yep.
They the people don't know that Donald Trump is, you know, he's sweating bullets every night because he knows what he's done, right?
Yep,
they don't know.
It's like I said once before, he is Dr. Frankenstein, and he created this monster, which is the MAGA movement, and now he can't stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republican Party can't stop him, but he can't stop this MAGA thing. It's going to disintegrate of its own accord someday, but, you know, that is a running theme in underlying in American politics. So, you know, hey, Ku Klux Klan, John Birch Society,
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. We got to go. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody for taking the time out to listen, as always. Thank you, Connor. Tomorrow we're going to be usurped, and I'll be here, and I'll be able to share some conversation. Got to go. See you on tomorrow. Stay cool. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, and I do mean stay cool. Be back on tomorrow.